Welcome back to Trauma Teachers with Aaron and
Patrick,
as always. So,
you want to start with the mistakes?
I mean, I guess we're going to jump right into it. I mean, here we are.
Yeah, so we're actually after school today. I feel a little... Today was not bad.
No, yeah, today was pretty good for the middle of the week.
Yeah, so the main mistake last week was you were like, what was the name of that book again? And when I listened back, I was like, I didn't even say the name of the book. But I did mention it last week. It's up on the website, Tattoos on the Heart. I just got a reaction from one of our coworkers because it's by a priest. But you can't take the whole, you know.
I don't think it's a riddle. It's not from that point of view for like a religious type story.
And, you know, Catholicism. I grew up Catholic, not Catholic anymore. Sorry. but there's good and bad. It's just like with the kids. There's good and bad to
everything, yeah.
They give more to charity than any other organization in the world. And then there's also horrific things that have happened. So it doesn't mean there can't be a great priest.
Right.
And if you read this book, there's no way you can say he's not great.
That he's not a great priest.
But that's, I think, the third time like I've done a book and forgotten to mention the name of it. So I'm going to work on that. Struggle of the week. My struggle of the week this week is myself. Okay.
Elaborate.
This is, I'm always my own.
Yeah. Where we always are.
I just wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm still in my body. Like, why can't I be someone else? No, but just like, because the last couple of weeks, we kind of jinxed ourselves last week in the podcast. We were having a really good week. The last 2 days were really rough. And then we had some really, really unfortunate things happen at the beginning of this week, which I'm not going to get into. And then I kind of just, like yesterday, just I wasn't great at my job.
Not a good
Like, I was snapping at the kids. I was getting, not like snapping, but getting those dumb arguments that you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Trying to prove points that, like, all the stuff we always talk about not doing. Not getting in power struggles. Mm. Not, like, letting them kind of rev you up and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So today was much better, but yesterday I got home and I was like, what were you doing? I thought through some of the conversations and I was like, what was the point of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you accomplish anything? Are you proud of yourself? you're a grown man.
Self-reflection is key, man.
Right, so that was my struggle of the week.
Mine was, like Patrick was saying, we had some struggles and some as far as the kids were concerned that we're not necessarily going to jump into, but like one of the struggles that stood out for me is like, you know, when kids are displaying some of the same behaviors. So, for example, you know, if all of the kids or a good majority of the kids' behavior is, you know, they're being violent, which, you know, they might be throwing chairs or throwing desks. So, you know, sometimes, you know, that doesn't happen very often. But, like, when it does, it makes things really tough because on some level, at least for me, it's easier to deal with things that are different because you can kind of compartmentalize, like, at least in your mind, and then you can kind of box it out with who you're dealing with because you can separate it from one conversation from another and how your approach is going to be with different students. But when you have a group of students who are all, you know, let's say leaving their class or leaving the building, then you have, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 students who are all, you know, together doing the same thing. And it's kind of tough to divide or separate and conquer when they're all displaying the same problems. You know, they may not all have this or the same behavior. They may all have the same issue or the same concern, and that makes it tough because then you have to try and get through all of the same behaviors through a line of students who might all have different issues as to what is, you know, behind all of the behaviors.
Right, and they all feed off each other's energy.
Right,
and our kids, as we've discussed many times, do not have the best ideas.
Yes.
Not that they're not intelligent.
Right.
But because of the trauma, their ideas are often completely nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start agreeing with each other.
Right.
And then they turn it on you, and you're like, just because you guys agree with each other...
Doesn't make it right.
Yeah. Like, if you know, if 8 people have the same idea, it doesn't make it... There's a lot of groups that we could name that have the same ideology, and they're all morons.
Right.
And I'm not calling our kids morons. They're very intelligent.
Right.
But it's just, that's like they love doing that.
Yeah.
Like, well, she thinks the same thing, and so does he, so we must be right.
Right.
And like, no.
They agree with me. No, well, you're kind of both wrong.
You're all wrong. Like that. So that has been, and that was part of my struggle yesterday, because they were kind of the kids who had been getting in trouble were kind of all telling, you know, about talking about what they've been doing and how, you know, they all agree with each other. And I was right. like, this is such a hard conversation to listen to.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to ignore it or you know, change the subject or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've been following groups of kids.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
Yeah, like you said, you know, then they are all working as in unison in one, and that, you know, gets tough.
And sometimes, I mean, I did just admonish myself and I deserve it, but sometimes when you have like six kids calling you an idiot at the same time, it's just, you know, like, even if you think you are an idiot, it's like, enough.
Right.
Like, I get your point. Like, can we please move on?
Yeah, yes, right. I'm an idiot. Let's go on to the next thing. Yeah, and like you said, like, sometimes, you know, when they do all share the same idea or the same thought, like, that doesn't happen very often. Like, you might get one or two.
Right.
But, like, when they all are experiencing, like, what they feel like is the right idea or you know, the right...
Or they're all justified in what they've done.
And what they've
done. And they, like, they want to... Not that I need them to come say, oh, I'm so sorry, but they're not even acknowledging that what they did was wrong.
Right.
When it could have been incredibly dangerous or... you know, been mean to another student or whatever it may be. But we have had some highlights this week. My highlight this week is a new student and his first day. And this is just the things you see at our school. He had drawn anarchy stuff.
Yeah, written all over his hands.
Which is fine, but he also, on his four knuckles... he had dropped dead. So that was like the first thing I saw. And he was just one of those kids because of their view of the world, because of the terrible things that have happened to him, or just, I hate everything. I don't care about anything.
Right.
Like, kind of leave me alone. But we kind of gave him a couple days and he's actually an awesome.
I'm going to say, yeah, he's loosened like right up. Like most of the time you know, and that's why, you know, impressions are always, you know, treated with a grain of salt because, you know, like you said, I think, coming in, thought it was going to be a very unapproachable kind of kid. Like, he was going to have a very high wall. Wasn't sure how he was going to react to everybody, especially, you know, folks from different backgrounds. And but no, I agree. Like, as right now, like, he made the basketball team.
Yeah, and that's my highlight is he'll come up to staff and he just goes, I'm sure he's never been on a team, probably never been on a club, you know, and he's like, who's on the team?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're on the team. And then he just gets his massive smile and he's like, yeah, that's right. And I'm like, dude, I'm proud of you. Like, it's incredible.
Good job.
Like, and I had to leave last week at halftime. Did he get in?
Yeah, he got in. Like, so, everybody got in last week. Yeah, it was
that's
good.
Awesome. Yeah. And they won.
They won.
So he was, because I remember, like, I didn't see him Friday because I was out, but Monday he was just, like, beaming.
Yeah.
And he's same thing. Who's on the team? And I was like, I heard y'all won, and he was, you know, getting all
Yeah, and he's actually getting pretty good with, like, little playful comments. They're not all that great. Like, he walks around, calls people a bum. He says, like, you're a bum.
But he's made some friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he's engaging. So, yeah, that was my highlight of the week.
Nice. Mine was, so recently, last week, we had an award ceremony every month. There's an award ceremony, or not every month, it's every 9 weeks. Every end of 9 weeks. There's an award ceremony, and the kids get a chance to receive awards for their core subjects, and we do some most improved, and sometimes there's awards for other different things where they receive like a medal or a trophy, and it was really nice this past week because I think there were a good handful of kids who got awards and got singled out that it did a really good push for their self-esteem, especially one of our kids who had been struggling before, had, you know, was really hard getting out of the cottage, and then when he was here, he was not really, you know, it was tough to get him to engage in much of anything, but he actually had been doing good for a solid, what was it, like 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, he's been great in my class.
Yeah. So
after not getting up, like, he hadn't been in my class. He was my class second period, and I don't think I'd seen him
before,
like a month. Coming in with his hair, just like. But he's been doing awesome.
Yeah, and so, like, in that time, you know, that stretch that he's been doing really well, he got most improved. So, like, he was really excited to receive his, let's not say excited when he received his award. He was not happy to walk up there and get it. But listen to his support coach tell us, like, he's been on cloud nine about it, how excited he was. And not only that, but he also made an expectations lunch, and he's been riding the high wave of that. And also one of our kids actually was wearing the medal that he won.
Oh, that was, I was wondering where he got that.
Yeah, that's where that came from. So one of the awards also for most improved, No, it was for the Circle of Courage Award.
Okay.
Comes with a medal that he wore around his neck, and the next day, the following Monday after the awards, he was still wearing the medal, so that was pretty cool.
And he's an older kid from a rougher area, yeah. So that just proves, that's probably the first award he's ever won.
Yeah.
And my favorite, I wasn't at this award ceremony because I was at, but my favorite thing about the award ceremony is when the kid does walk up like that and acts like he's miserable, and then you watch him all the way until he goes and sits down, and he, looks around to see if anyone's looking, and then he pulls it out and starts smiling.
He just looks at it, just checks it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Because none of them are really going to stand up and be like, oh, yeah. They want to act cool, act tough, act like they don't care.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter.
And then you, look in their room in the cottage, and they've got it, posted up to on the wall, yeah. And all that stuff. So, yeah, that's awesome. Back to getting to know you. Got a question?
I do. So, Patrick, what is your what's your favorite day of the week?
Yeah, much much less embarrassing question than last week. So, let's think about this. I think my favorite day of the week is Thursday.
All right, Friday Eve.
Yeah, because Fridays is kind of like a reward day at our school.
Yeah.
Because getting through 4 days is a lot, and the kids usually, my kids just take a quiz, and then they have free time. And I feel like Fridays, I'm so tired. Thursday, you get out of work, maybe go to a happy hour or something, or maybe just go home and relax, and that's it. The weekends, Sundays, I'm not a huge fan.
Something's just nagging at you.
Like, I love working here, and it's still just like, it's just like the end of the, it's like the end of a break or something.
Yeah, especially 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock on a Sunday is the worst.
Yeah, I always tell my special friend that I'm only a psycho on Sunday nights. I need to be by myself. I just don't, because I'm not going to be great to be around. I want to sit on the couch, watch a movie, go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And all that stuff. But yeah, so I think Thursday.
Thursday, that makes sense.
My rebuttal is, what is your favorite activity to do with your children?
My favorite activity to do with them is to have them be active. Get up and do something. The weather here has been kind of fluky. It's been weird.
Yeah.
So last weekend, actually, was close to 60 degrees outside. So I was like, well, skip it. Let's get out. So we went out, found a court, and just put some shots up.
Yeah?
Yeah, just hung out for a little bit, threw it around at the basket.
There is it's been weird. It's been 61 days. Today, it was 60 in the morning, and then I go out in the afternoon, it's freezing, and it was raining.
Yeah, it dropped 30 degrees. Yeah.
And then, but there's a lot of cool outdoor stuff to do in our city.
Yeah.
Good. It always makes you feel better to get outside. It's a lesson to you kids out there.
Put down your tech for a second.
Yeah, and that actually brings us to the resource of the week. So my sister sent me this. Congratulations to my sister, Erin. She just got into Ohio State Medical School.
Congratulations, Erin.
And she, I don't know, I don't think she listens to this. She's too busy. But she'll sporadically send me these podcasts that she listens to. She's really into natural medicine, not a holistic healer, but preventative stuff that you can do as far as what you eat, habits to prevent sicknesses.
To come on. Got it.
All right. So,
makes sense.
So this one's called The Brain Science, Social Conflict, and Depression. It's episode 91 of The Doctor's Pharmacy with Mark Hyman. And it was really interesting because they talked about chronic stress as far as the trauma our kids go through. Uh-huh. But they also talked about how social media is a form of chronic stress and how eating sugar and all that stuff is also another form of chronic stress. I had been off social media for so long. It is just, they were talking about how narcissistic it is and how it does pitch. It's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because I've been off it for so long and I got back on for our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Trauma teacher.
Trauma teacher on Facebook. Yeah. Right?
And it's I remember my first day I got back on and it's it's Aaron's birthday. Let him know you're thinking about him. And I was what is going on?
Yeah.
So I'm feeling better about myself wishing someone, I'm not saying I barely know you, but say someone I barely know a happy birthday. It's just so bizarre to me. But anyways, it talks about how, and it just made me think of our kids a lot.
Yeah.
Because they said it's almost like a lobotomy for the prefrontal cortex to constantly be arguing online and all that stuff. And there's just funny too, because they said it results in impulsivity, narcissistic tendencies, and then a lack of empathy, which is everything we see from our kids.
Yeah,
so you have a kid
crazy
who's already mentally ill, already gone through trauma, and then our kids all talk about their Instagram. I mean, you can hear them talking about, I can't wait to get back on Instagram. I'm going to go at this kid. And oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's such a huge part of their life.
Right. And it's just no way to live.
No.
To argue with people is just not... I mean, whose opinion has ever been changed in a Facebook argument?
We'll wait.
Like, none of my friends have ever been, or anyone I know has ever been like, man, this guy got me today. Like, I thought this, but now that this guy said this, I've completely changed my mind. So it's just like, I don't know what the solution is. Like, you're not going to be able to keep kids completely off that stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. It's so difficult because at that age, like, that's what they're attached to. So, like, and they're definitely, you know, trying to get them to understand, like, you got to think about it in 20 years. They're not, you know,
right.
Our kids, especially kids in general, are not thinking about 20 years from now. So, like, getting them to understand, like, the serious severity of the consequences of, like, something as simple as social media, that's tough.
And I think the best thing is, like, you were talking about getting kids to go outside, and then just making them aware, because our kids, and I'm not, like, giving, like, a lecture about eating, but, like, our kids, the way they eat, it is just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, our kids were literally, I had a kid this year make a Pop-Tart sandwich with a honey bun in the middle. And it's just like, you just ate your weekly supply
intake of sugar.
And they were talking about how that affects your gut, and that also can, it makes you tired, it makes you cranky, and that affects your decision-making, and that eating like that makes you almost want to get in an argument.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's all, I think the main point of the podcast, I would only suggest listening from, like, it's very long, or it's like an hour, but I would listen from, like, minutes 4 to 14, and they talk about how all that stuff is connected.
It's connected.
And it was just interesting, because I was like, God, I've always, like, been like, if I could ever start my own place like this, it would just be like a whole thing. Like, you're outside, you know,
everything,
eating healthy.
Everything counts. It's all connected.
And I'd also think not like a tent camp. Like, I think it's healthy to give them the option to be online, because they're going to be online when they leave.
Anyway, right.
But it's like, you have to be able to control this.
Right.
Like, you can't let this ruin your day because
you
some
can't.
Kid said you're fat on Instagram or whatever.
Right, or you can't go 12 hours of the day, like, staring at a screen or something like that. Like, there's got to be some healthy way to disconnect.
Yeah, and I think for some of our kids, it is healthy that they can find people with their common interests.
Right.
But then that's all they do.
Yeah.
They only want to talk on a Fortnite, you know, group for
form,
5
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
Because one of the day school kids that we used to have comes in and does it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you did that last night for 5 hours? Like, that can't be healthy.
That can't be right.
But anyways, it was a really cool podcast, and I'll thank my sister for sending it to me, and congratulations. Go Buckeyes, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get up there. My uncle lives in Columbus, so I'm going to have to get up there for the big game next year.
I'm going
to
say, I mean, I bet it's hard to get in there.
Yeah, I might just, I don't even care about going to games anymore. You know, like, I like being in the, like, yeah. Like, even this week, I want to see kind of the freak show that XFL brings to D.C.
Oh, man, I'm so mad I got to miss that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm going for a quarter. And then, like, and then just, you know.
Just slide out.
Enjoy D.C. It's a great city. All right, so do you want to, I'm going to let you take the majority of this one. You have a really close relationship with this kid, but we did get an ad.
Okay, yeah.
So our feel-good story of the week is brought to you by Crayola Crunch. Remember back in the day on the first day of school when you could smell your brand new markers? You know what's even better? Markers you can taste. Crayola Crunch offers 20 flavors of delicious markers that are safe to taste and work for up to 1,000 tastes. My personal favorites are palatable purple plum, finger-licking french fry fuchsia, and yum-yum yucca yellow. So why don't you
talk about taking it to the next level. Like, I still remember the smellable markers.
Yeah, no sugar somehow. And they don't blotch when you lick them. You can just kind of, like, you know, you're like, I don't know what color I want to go with on on that guy's nose. You just take a lick, and then it kind of comes to you.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah, that's a good time. I mean, I think there's going to be adults who are into this.
Yeah, thing. Congratulations to the people of Crayola.
Yeah, always making it happen. But, yeah, our feel-good story of the week is a student who comes to us, one of our students from the Department of Juvenile Justice, and came in, again, one of the kids, you know, didn't want to judge them based on what we read or the information that was coming through us through their intake. And it's a good thing that we didn't, because he came in, was somewhat attracted to some of the more problematic students that we had at first, so trying to get him redirected away from some of those groups was a struggle at first, because he was definitely trying to make connections with people that he was accustomed to.
And didn't he know a few of them?
Yes, he actually did. Actually, it's crazy how time flies, because I'm like, I just forget just how long some of the kids have been here, like, and what it looks like. And because, yeah, he did know a handful of the kids that were here from time spent at either other placements or through the juvenile system. So he did. So trying to, you know, make sure that those relationships were kept kind of separated at when he first got here was, you know, was tough because he was definitely trying to connect, trying to reach out, and trying to get him, again, initially to the program. I don't know if he was came right away. I think he was more anxious about, like, the fact that there was things here provided for him that he wasn't accustomed to. So, like, did he jump right to schoolwork?
He was kind of one of those kids who would not participate in class, yeah. but then would still do his work.
Mm.
So it wasn't incredibly worrisome. But like you said, it wasn't like he came in and was like, all right, I'm ready to do this.
Some of the kids, you know, that come from those backgrounds, you know, they have a clear understanding of, like, either where they want to return or where they want to go. And for him, he was kind of in the middle. I didn't get a good feel of, like, he had a direction one way or the other. But to our great surprise and happiness, he's turned and has completely gone in the direction of, like, everything is positive right now. Like,
yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, oh my God,
he's so funny. Like, his sense of humor is incredible. Like, he knows he's funny, but I don't think he really understands that, like, adults actually... Because that's right. very rare
right.
for adults to find a high school kid funny.
Funny, right.
and he's just... It's just, we always talk about, like, the whole kid. Like, if you read his stuff...
Yeah.
Like, you know, a kid from the inner city who's been to juvenile justice. Like, everyone, you know, you have this picture in your mind of what the kid's like. Or, like, not, like, what he looks like, but how he might act. And this kid is the goofiest kid I've ever met.
In the best way.
Right. In the best way.
He's always smiling. That's the one thing that I think about, like, when I do think about him, like, his smile. Like, he's always cheesing. Yeah. He's always got that smile on his face.
He was talking about the one day he was, like, talking, and this was in a joking manner about how he was going to beat someone up on Halloween, and he said he was going to offer him the candy bag, and he was like, I want two pieces. I got two for you right here, and, like, put his fist up. And just, like, goofy stuff like that. And he'll shadow box in, like, the goofiest way and be ducking fake people. And he's just, like, I mean, he has, in a good way.
Yeah,
like,
in all of the best ways. Right. Like, yeah.
He has, like, that 12-year-old,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's jovial, like, he's an older kid, but he has that, like, innocence.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
just, you would never expect with what he's been through and the type of things he's seen and all that.
Because that's his approach to everything. Like, mm-hmm. that innocent kind of, like, excitement. Like he's never seen it or done it before.
And he, at times it's heartbreaking talking to him. Like, you just, like, we always talk about judging these kids. You don't know what they've been through. You've never, the majority of people listening to this, I'll venture to say like 99% have never faced any of this stuff. Like, I was talking to him and I was, cause I've given him that book that I was talking about last week.
Right.
And I was like, son, like, I know you understand, you're very, very intelligent. I know you understand how stupid this retribution stuff is. Like, right. that someone does something to one of your friends, so you have to do something back. And he said, yeah, that's true, but you don't know how it feels to have someone, like, sending you an Instagram message how they, you know, did something to your friend. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, I have no idea what that's like.
Right.
Because back when I was in school, it was like, oh, we fight the other school. Or, like, we do donuts on their football field. Right. That's not where he's from. That's not how things are handled. That's not what he's
doing. Right.
So I would have been doing the same thing at his age if I was in that environment.
Right.
So it's just like, it is at times hard, but he says the right things.
Yeah.
Got to stay off the streets, got to, whatever. But I hope he sticks to it.
I'm going to say, yeah, he's definitely one of the cases where, like, I think everybody kind of around, like, would hardcore, like, adopt this kid.
Right. Like, absolutely. 100%.
Like, and just to keep him away from the circumstances that, like, he might be, you know, and inevitably will returning to, you know, it's tough.
You're good.
No, I was just gonna start to feel like it was taking away from feel good.
Yeah, no,
but
I was gonna try to bring it back around because I was gonna say there's a lot of kids that are intelligent, which he is, and there are a lot of he has made progress in therapy, and there are a lot of kids that do that, but there are not a lot of kids that have his personality. Like,
no,
he has, like, a one in a million, walks in the room, everyone wants to be around him,
yep.
that kind of thing. And I was also going to say, it just made me think, like, as he nears the end of his time here, it does make you nervous, but he has done everything he could possibly do here.
In every way. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think, I think my the lasting memory is like, of course he's on the basketball team. And I say, of course, like you guys know, but like.
he's been talking about it since the day he got
since
here.
Since the day he got here, right. Yeah. Like how he's going to drop 30 on in like every game. And after the first game, like now I'll just, I'll forever remember like him throwing his hands over his eyes when he hit a three. And and then the very next day he was like, yeah, call me lights out.
Yeah. Because we were asking him what it means. My memory of him in basketball is he hit two threes in a row. And the other team was playing Zen, and he had the ball in the corner. And, like, the gym's completely quiet because we had the ball. And the kid's, like, standing in the paint on the other team. He goes, come get some of this. And he waited for the kid to come out and guard him. And he shot it and missed it. And then he starts laughing at himself. Like, most kids would be embarrassed or whatever. He was just, like, after the game, he's like, oh, that was stupid. Like, I shouldn't have done that. The whole gym heard him say, come get some of this. And he is probably the best player in that league's history, which is not saying, it's not like, you know, the DC League or anything,
but
the opposite of the DC League. But it's still, I've never in my at least he's been by far the best player we've had.
He's a great kid. It's gonna be a different place without him for sure.
Yeah, he's just such a. I mean, he does all his work. He's so nice to the younger kids.
Yeah,
he's nice to the annoying kids. He's nice to the kids that are. He's not like. He doesn't try to lecture the other kids. He kind of knows what's going on. So he's just, he's just an awesome kid.
It's kind of crazy how everybody, like, kind of did a 180 on him. Because, I mean, I feel like...
Because he just, when he first got here, he ingrained himself in that crowd.
Yeah.
And so we were kind of like, we had that happen with two or three of those kids in a row.
Yeah.
So we were just like, oh, my God, here we go again.
Yeah.
But we were completely wrong.
Completely wrong.
Yeah. I don't think he's never, even when he was... kind of rolling with the wrong crowd, I don't remember him ever being disrespectful or...
No, and that's the thing. Like, he really hasn't. Like, he... Not in any kind of way.
And I think, same in the cottage. He hasn't had any... So when kids get written up, they're called SIR, Serious Incident Reports. I haven't
seen one float by, and I haven't had to... I haven't heard of him being involved in anything in the cottage.
So maybe, let's say he's got one.
Yeah, just for good measure. But
yeah, so he has either have like one or none.
One or none.
And how long he's been here, which is incredible.
Which is insane. Yeah.
So I don't really have anything from my classroom this week. I guess we did finish, we just finished James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, yeah. I was in here on Friday, yeah.
So that's like a fifth and sixth grade class mostly, and they all say they hate it. But then they read along.
I'm going to say till they're reading it and the movie's on, and then everyone is glued to it.
They know all the answers. They know exactly what's going on. They're like, this is a kid's book. I'm like, I love this book.
Right now.
I really like this book. So
and
I've read
really
it
enjoy the movie.
50 times. Yeah, it's a weird movie. It's like kind of psychedelic, but they don't know that, I don't think. But yeah, everything this week we've had some struggles, but this week's been much better. And last week, we only had the last 2 days.
Last couple of days, yeah.
So hopefully things are settling down.
I think so.
Before the warm weather hits. Because that's usually when they start amping up.
I would say, yeah.
Winters, the cold rainy days are usually like everyone's...
I'm going to say everybody mellows out on the cold rainy days.
Yeah. So did you have anything else?
No, man. That sounds like a good place to stop it for now. So
we'll miss you in D.C. this weekend. Man.
Yeah, no, man.
The first 10,000 fans get a shield.
Oh, what?
They're like the D.C. Defenders. Oh. So maybe I'll bring you a shield back.
Bring me a shield.
You can use it in the hallway.
Yes. For sure. Bring me a shield. Right. Yes. But as always, Patrick, I've enjoyed our conversation. Hope you guys have enjoyed listening. We look forward to you guys listening next week.